one of the pilots, a Captain Bertrand Picard, joins us now on the phone to talk about this journey. Good morning, and let's start off with, where are you now, Mr. Picard?
Yes, good morning. Nice to hear you. I'm on my way to Tulsa. I'm about 100 miles east of Phoenix. I will start to fly close to Albuquerque in a couple of hours. And we are all very excited to arrive to Tulsa because it was a surprise for us. We had to change our plans yesterday morning because of the weather. And we saw that Tulsa is exactly at the right place. So we started to call the authorities of Tulsa, who welcome us very warmly, very, very friendly relations. American Airlines even prepared the hangar so we can put our very fragile airplane in the hangar. It's a surprise for us, it's a surprise for them, and everybody seems to be very happy.
We are thrilled, Captain, that you're going to be coming to Tulsa. I'm anxious to hear the purpose, the goal. What is the importance of this trip?
This project demonstrates that we can do incredible thing with clean technologies and renewable energy, like flying day and night with no fuel. You know, this airplane can stay in the air forever. We then sometimes to change the pilot. My friend André Borchberg made the first part of the Pacific. I just made the second part of the Pacific from Hawaii to San Francisco. And I flew for 3 days and two nights, nonstop. And this is only possible because we have no fuel on board. Just the solar energy gives the power to fly during the day, loading the batteries during day flights, to spend the night in the air on the batteries, catch the next sunrise the next morning, and continue. So it's a miracle allowed by clean technologies.
Captain Picard, we know this is a solar-powered plane, but you just mentioned that you fly a little bit at night, and we just saw video of you taking off from Phoenix not too long ago in the dark, and then now we see on the horizon that you've got light. Now, how does that work? What is the capture process for storing that energy on the plane?
Yes, we have photovoltaic solar cells on the wing, on the fuselage, and on the tail. And this transforms the energy sent by the sun into electricity. And this electricity goes to the four electrical motors and to the batteries. So we load the batteries when we fly during the day. So we have enough energy in the batteries for the night to spend the night in the air and then take a new cycle again the following day and every day a new cycle. So this is really, you know, something that is completely new. We are producing our energy during the flight, which allows us to have a perpetual endurance. And Solar Impulse is the first airplane of perpetual endurance that has ever been constructed. So it's a privilege to fly in this plane. And it's also a message. So it's the message that everybody on the ground in his life can be more energy efficient, can save energy, can rely on renewables. And this is so important. Not only for the environment, but also for the industry. This is the new market. Clean technologies are profitable, they create jobs, and at the same time, they protect the environment. So it's a real win-win.